I'd like to call to order the Kendall County Board's adjourned September meeting of this Tuesday, February 2nd, 2016, at 6:15 p.m. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulick, here. Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers? Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Mr. Kokol?
Here.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. All right, now on item four, I'd like an approval of the previous month's minutes with special attention to the budget and the corrected budget and finance committee minute meeting, the meeting minutes of Thursday, January 14th.
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Now, with approval of the agenda, we do have need for executive session. And so I would like to move item 14 down to and below questions from the press, item 17, but before adjournment. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. What's the fun? I thought, you know, well, I was over there. Correspondence and communications from the county clerk.
I don't have anything.
Is there any special recognition to be presented? Citizens to be heard. You have 5 minutes. What?
I won't need 5 minutes.
Better not.
Todd Miller, Yorkville. I was reading your packet, and in the minutes of the HR Admin Committee, there was discussion being held about an email policy. At one time, in the technology policy, retention of emails was only 30 days in this county. I think it may be a little longer than that now, but I don't think it's ever really been codified, and it's kind of vague to us citizens exactly what that retention policy is. I will tell you that I have researched this, and I can tell you that Kane County's email policy is 7 years. That's how long they retain things over there. I would encourage retention for at least the statute of limitations, which would be 3 years, if not longer. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that comes out of committee and the discussion that comes forward on that. But I think that those records need to be kept, and appropriately so, and us citizens need to know how long that retention policy is, because all I know is last time I looked at it, it was 30 days, and that was some time ago. I think administrations have addressed that, and it might be a little longer, but I'm not sure if that's ever been actually written down and codified. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other citizens to be heard? New business. Is there any new business to come in front of the board that is not on the agenda? Hearing none. Is there any old business to come in front of the board that is not on the agenda? Standing committee reports. Public safety.
Public safety did not meet in the month of January. We will meet next month.
Next month or next Monday?
Or next Monday.
Was that a correction?
That is correct. Yes, Mr. Chairman.
That's good, John. At least you're looking at the calendar. Finance Committee.
Thank you, sir. Finance Committee met last Thursday. And we have two action items. First is the approval of the claims. I move we approve the claims. The amount of $907,593.61 and the grand jury and petty claims pet insurance claims in the amount of $3,400.
Second.
Discussion? Questions? Roll call.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Worley?
Yes. Thank you. The next item on the agenda of the Finance Committee is the release of Finance Committee Executive Session minutes from September 25th, 2015. I make a motion that we do so.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign?
That is,
Do we need a roll call on that?
Oh.
No.
I don't think we need release minutes. That's, those are the only two action items, but just to give everyone a little heads up, one of the items that we brought up for discussion, the committee wants to take a look at the IMRF for the county, just have a better understanding of how much it costs the county and compare that to what it cost the county maybe 10, 20 years ago. And perhaps a month or two, we'd like to get somebody from IMRF out here and maybe give a presentation to the committee of the whole, as that is a big, big portion of our budget, the retirement packages. We just thought it'd be wise to take a look at it now versus, you know, wait until budget finance season or budget season when it's just crazy with budget talk. So just heads up, that might be coming forward next month or so.
Any questions for Mr. Purcell about that? Judicial, what?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Worley?
What was in the executive session minutes that we released September 25th?
Well, I believe, quite honestly, I don't remember what we read last week, but I think it was just a review of executive session minutes.
That's what I remember.
But it was like semi-annual review, so.
Judicial Legislative Committee?
Mr. Chairman, the Judicial Legislative Committee met last week. We heard reports from the circuit clerk, chief judge, sheriff, state's attorney, and others. We discussed matters currently before the state legislature. We'll have another meeting later this month.
Any questions for Matthew?
I've got a quick question for him.
Okay. If I may. Mr. Greider.
Thank you. I noticed under new business towards your last paragraph, you talked about the Caicos v. Butler case.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is that as a result of that case, it could potentially save the county money if the holding is upheld at the Supreme Court. Is that correct?
It could save.
And that we have until
the
March 1st.
Has entered the meeting.
To make a decision on that?
If I may respond, Mr. Chairman?
You may.
We do have the potential to save money. The Caicos v. Butler case deals with the 6-member juries and the increase in our juror fee. A Cook County Circuit Court ruled that the 6-member jurors are unconstitutional, and because a circuit ruled it was unconstitutional, it triggered an automatic review of that case to the Supreme Court of the state of Illinois. The Supreme Court could say we agree with the circuit judge. We disagree and the 6-member jurors are back. Or they could do a possibly saying that the 6-member jurors are unconstitutional, and since the judicial fees or the juror fees are linked with the 6-member juries, that they could throw out the jury increase as well. UCCI asked for a resolution of approval and to file an amicus brief on UCCI's behalf to the Supreme Court. They did say they would like it in March. Not sure March 1st is a hard deadline, but we tabled it for discussion at our next meeting, and hopefully we will have it by the March 1st board meeting, but I don't see, unless...
Are there any issues that you anticipate with it, or is it just to get more information?
It's just
I just
to get
was
more
curious why it was tabled. Cause
it was just to get more information. That was the will of the committee.
Thank you.
Any more questions or discussion? Administration, HR?
We did meet Tuesday evening, the 26th, and we are continuing to discuss, aside from the email discussion, insurance and our options, and about the organizational charts. Those are really the main topics of discussion right now, and we hope to have a recommendation at a committee of the whole meeting in the near future with the organizational charts, and our next meeting is Thursday morning at 9.
Thank you. Well, that'll be in front of our cow meeting. There'll be several items that'll come up on that. Animal control, Mr. Worley.
Animal control met January 20th. We went through all the different reports and looked at Paul Perazzi, our online newspaper. Laura Paulson's doing a good job. She seemed to be acclimating well over there, and obviously she's been over there for quite a while, but in her role as holdback, I think she's doing a great job. So there was nothing really out of the ordinary. We did get an update on the potbelly pigs. And Mama Pig had more babies, so more pigs to get rid of. But other than that, everything's fine.
Whose pigs are those?
They were, that was, they had been taken from a...
Why are you pointing at me?
Don't you want a pig?
No.
You don't want to adopt them, John?
They're dropping them off.
You got 20-some acres there.
I have more than that, Bob.
60-something.
I'll bring that up to Nurse Ratchet and see what she thinks.
I'm sure you'll get a glowing review on that one.
Want some pig?
And we meet coming up soon. Can't pull it up right now. Come on.
That's great.
How about the 17th at 4 o'clock?
Any questions for Mr. Worley? Health and Environment, Mrs. Gilmore.
We did not meet, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Davidson.
Judy, where does that ordinance with the gentleman that with the cookies and muffin, I call it the muffin mm-hmm. ordinance.
The cupcake.
Is that going to be discussed at the next meeting?
Yes, then? It is.
Okay.
And that's March, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Committee of the Whole, Mr. Greider.
I do not recall. We didn't have a Committee of the Whole.
Oh, all right. That's an easy report.
If I had some foresight, I could tell you.
We will have an exciting one soon.
Yeah, I think
there's a lot of items. All right. With that, I'd like a motion for approval of the Standing Committee minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Okay, special committee report. KenCom Executive Board. This is Gilmore again.
Well, the Executive Board didn't meet, but the Finance Committee met, if you'd like me to give a
sure.
report on that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, a couple of things. Sarah Berry, she's a dispatcher. She was selected as the 2015 Telecommunicator of the Year by the Illinois Sheriff's Association, and she was nominated by Sheriff Baird for that.
What was the name?
Sarah Berry.
Sarah Berry.
And she was nominated for her exceptional way in which she handled the Oswego officer involved in the shooting that took place in August of 2015. We are currently short three dispatchers. There's one new dispatcher that's just been released from training, and another one that will soon be released from training. And some good news, the wireless surcharges are now being dispersed by the governor, signing HB 2039. And there were 74% of the calls were wireless calls in the month of December. And the executive board meets later in February.
Any further questions or discussion? Thank you. Housing Authority, Matthew.
Mr. Chairman, the Housing Authority Commission will meet later this month. At that meeting, we'll hear a report for our fiscal audit from the preceding fiscal year. will be voting to submit our CMAP audit to the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development. We'll be requesting a new lease for the our rental space in the HHS building. The current lease expires in July, so we'll be formally voting to send a letter to the county board asking for a new lease there.
Thank you. Any questions for Matt? Now to the exciting part of the meeting, the chairman's report. We have many appointments here, and I'll start with the Regional Plan Commission. Bill Ashton to the Regional Plan Commission, 3-year term, expires January 2019. Tom Casey, the Regional Plan Commission, the same term. Larry Nelson, Regional Plan Commission, expires January 2019. Vern Poppin, Regional Plan Commission, 3-year term, expires January 2019. And Bud Wormley, Regional Plan Commission, 3-year term, expires January 2019. I'm going to do this in sections, if that's all right. Could I have a motion to approve those appointments?
So moved. Second.
Discussion? Mr. Davidson.
Mr. Chairman, how many people are on the Regional Planning Commission?
That's a good question. We're missing. We have
nine.
What?
Nine.
Yeah, one from every township.
One from every township, but we don't have a full staff. But we recently appointed, and I attended the first meeting. I'm on there too. With Angela Zupko, is now the Oswego representative. We are missing, I believe, Big Grove.
Correct.
So if anybody has any names or knows of anyone in Big Grove that they think would be a good member, why, let them come forth. Also, the yearly Regional Plan Commission hearing is being held Saturday, February 6th, which is this Saturday, I believe, at 9 a.m. We're waiting for all of you to come and answer and, you know, offer. Yes, what do you want?
Well, the reason for my question, if there's nine, we have five members here all up in the same year. I always thought that we wanted to keep the committees where we didn't have a majority. We could have a five people turnover here in 1 year. In 3 years, five people could say we don't want in. Now we got five new people, and sometimes it's a little hard to, you know, it's like on this board, 2 years before you really understand where everything's going, and, you know, over a year. So I'm just saying,
on this board,
you know, there ought to be some consideration down the road to maybe split this up a little bit into a 3-year, you know.
That's fine. The problem here is finding people that are even interested.
I understand the problem.
There are people that are on there that don't show up. So, you know, this is, I'm sure that when you facilitate the economic growth, the return here, that, you know, they'll be more interested in this. But I will pass this on to Chairman Ashton. I guess he's running for chairman again. Mr. Worley.
This is one of those committees that when you get on it, you're on it for life unless somebody knocks you off. But, you know, represent your township for the new stuff coming in and the new ideas. So it doesn't really turn over in blocks.
True.
I understand it. You know, I've seen this before, but I'm just making the statement that, you know, never happens.
This lady attorney, Claire Wilson, has been on there a long time. I can remember appearing in front of the, never mind. Anyway, what is your pleasure? Do you want to do these individually by name since we have someone?
No, stay in a group.
Very good. So I have a motion for approval.
In a second.
In a second. Okay. Roll call.
On the Regional Plan Commission.
Regional Plan Commission.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Colkel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Fortunately, we're videotaped and we have audio here, just like the coroner's office. And so your statements can easily be reviewed and now we'll move on to farmland protection, and we have one name there, and he's on our board, Dan Colkel, for a 2-year term expiring December 2017.
Motion approved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Colkel?
Abstain.
Mr. Prochaska?
Aye.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All right, now we're racing down to the University of Illinois Extension Board, and we have that nice John Shaw for a 1-year term, why I don't know, expiring January 2017. John Purcell, the same, University of Illinois Extension Board, 1-year term expires January 2017. And Judy Gilmore, University of Illinois Extension, 1-year term expires January 2017. Most of them are handled by the administrative office up there. McLean.
Second.
Mallory. So, anyway, do I have a motion?
Yeah, in a second.
Roll call.
Mr. Colkel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Aye. Trying to run a serious.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
I voted for myself.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
It's a little different than other things here, Mr. Davidson. All right, last but not least, get so tongue-tied sometimes. I guess it's an age thing. Nancy Martin, for Public Building Commission, a 5-year term, expires February 2021. Would you explain, Mr. Worley, why there's a 5-year term on this? I'm sure there's an answer to it.
Yes, the typical term for that entity, the Public Building Commission, are 5-year terms. The fact that we're going to close it out early does not preclude the fact that they're 5-year terms. So she'll be the only one there.
I know that, yeah. But I wanted you to articulate that, because one thing we are is open here. We're transparent, and I want to continue that. There are no announcements.
Can we vote on her?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, she's so excited.
Second.
You're calling the question?
No.
No, we're making the motion in the second.
I have not been drinking anything but Pellegrino.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
I know what I'm trying to do.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Colkel?
Yes.
We better tone it down, because we do have a frowny face in the audience. And again, in our night meeting, the Tom Fletcher meeting, which we have for all of those people that work during the day, it can only come at night, and you're all welcome to be here. Is there any need for Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any other business? Hearing none. Is there any citizens to be heard once again? Hearing none. Are there any questions from the press before we dismiss you? I see a hand, but I can't see who it is because Dan's head is so big.
Excuse me, Jim Wyman at WSBY Radio.
I've heard.
I'd like to ask Mr. Worley, were the DNR people hunting at the Henneberry Forest Preserve when they were on the property? What were they doing there?
They were sharpshooting. They're part of their program. We've had
Deer?
Deer. We've had incidents of chronic wasting disease in that particular area. They do have permission from the adjacent landowner to call deer off of that piece of property, and they were mistakenly on Forest Preserve property instead of the private property. They were told, and they moved, and they sent an email and apologized, so.
I just wanted to add that there's an incident, the reason I ask is, there was an incident north of Saminac last week where they were hunting Commonwealth Edison property, but they had put the bait on private land, on a farmer's field. And so nobody seems to know why that is or what's going on. Did they have a deer stand out there like they had in north of Saminac?
At a time.
Thank you, Mr. Shaw.
You're welcome. All right, now we're about to go into executive session for the purpose of
Number 11, litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of the particular public body has been filed or is pending before a court or administrative tribunal.
But before we do that, we're going to have a 3 minute, 40 second rush to the timeout. Need a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call. Oh, I'm sorry, for the purpose of
Oh, number 11, litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of the particular public body has been filed is pending before a court or administrative tribunal.
The door's been locked.
We need a roll call.
We need a roll call. Leanne Vickery.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
All right, we're now back in executive session, I'm sorry, in regular session. And I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign? Out of here. Thank you very much for your attention.